as you get ready for this one, does it feel like the final regular season home game for you today?
I don't know. It feels like the build, right, toward the end. We're pushing for something, but the big one is getting wired up for the games. There seems to be a bit more energy around the room. They're getting excited about what's to come. Christmas is a week off here, so we. But there's, you know, when you look at our last five games, we're getting the same team, right? The same set of circumstances, and everybody's aware of that. So you know you got to be wired right and get excited for this game.
Just based on what we saw this morning at the optional skate, why Dustin Byfuglien on that second power play unit?
Like the first one, the numbers say we should, right? They've been pretty darn good over the last little while. We scored one last game, hit a post, and had a great chance down the pipe. And Dustin's, he's played less than half a hockey season for us, so we got to work him in here a little bit. But the first one is always performance, and like the performance of the group as it is.
What does Jack Roslovic have to do, Paul, to stay in the lineup? Or?
Play his butt off. Get ready to play off hockey. Just grind it when you're supposed to and play as fast as you possibly can. Use all your assets and your tools and your skills. It's rarely that we're sitting there going, hey, we set up a couple of nice plays. You played a great game. It's all the other parts to that play at the playoff level.
What are some of the benefits for a young player like him to go through some of the adversity that he's dealt with this year?
So I don't see any adversity. Sure. And then maybe that's just the perspective of maybe that's what the thing the key to that question is that. Understanding that's not really adversity, right? If you're 27 and I got you in and out of the lineup, maybe there's some adversity there, especially if you're sending a message. But he's had the opportunity to spend the whole year in the National Hockey League. He spent 20 games with Little and Line A. Like, he's played with some really good players. He's got some real good growth there. I look at it as a complete opportunity to get to that point that you understand when you're at your best, you're going to play as hard as Blake Wheeler.
I mean, for a guy to bounce around and first power play unit one day and healthy scratch another.
Yeah.
That would qualify.
But there's a qualifier with all those, and the last tag on that is NHL. Right? So you go from in and out of the lineup fine, you're on the power play, you're not on the power play, you're healthy scratched, and then you're playing with two really great players in the league, and all of that ends up in the National Hockey League. So I spend more time thinking people should smile about that tag and not the other stuff.
What does it mean to have that healthy competition for spots, whether now it'll be on the back end?
So I think this is the time of year and the evolution of our team. It's almost the first time there is competition in that way, because we spent a big chunk of our year with four versions of Jack Roslovic, and that included Brendan Lemieux, Mason Appleton, and Nick Batan. So there wasn't that two veteran guys that are going to play a consistent grinding game there to take your job from you. And now there is, right? So now you go in and you need to play well, because you've got Lindholm and Hendricks that are available to come in, and they're willing to do that.
Paul, I was talking with Nick Ehlers earlier, and he was saying that he's not quite happy of the way he's playing so far in the season. Could you? But he can put the finger on what's going on or no some nights.
Yeah.
And can you put the finger on what he's?
It's just elevated expectations. So he has a pretty significant injury that kept him out for a big chunk. And it is, and you see it around the league. It's no different than those players that hold out at training camp when you miss that big block, especially younger players. Right? I think you're going to find within two or three games, Dustin Byfuglien looks like he hasn't missed a game. But those younger players, they take that block of time off. Their timing is off. And so much of for his game is that, how he skates and how he moves. So getting back into that rhythm for Nicky is really important. He had a kind of a wide-open net. And then part of that is with his answer, part of that question is, if he had banged that thing in, he'd be telling you he was feeling good. Right? So he misses a wide-open net against the Island, so he's off a little bit. You know what? In truth, this is kind of the quiet story here. We have had so many young players. Like, our forward group is so young that they've all gone through it for stretches. And when they're not, and when you are in a Canadian market, as you understand, and when you've been a skilled player and you've excited the fans with some of your skill, when you have that block that every young player, and Montreal's got a young player going through it, a couple of young players going through it, why can't you? why can't you just play the way you did for these 3 weeks? Well, that's going to be the, so in 5 years, they'll be able to do that, right? And then they're going to be at the top of the leaderboard, and they're going to be scoring goals. And then the beauty of that will be, for some young guys, it will be, well, see, I told you. You just, all you had to do was play me this much, and I'll score you 35, 40 goals, right? And you're going, well, you had a little bit of growth in your game before we could play it that much. And if, especially if you're trying to win hockey games at the same time. So Nicky, for me, is a, you know, he comes into the league right as an amateur, right? He could have played major junior hockey, so he's still a really young guy. He's learning how to play that consistent game. Go back to when he first came in, and it was 1-5, maybe 1-7, where you really liked his game, and the fans and the coaches would be saying the same thing, oh, my God, this guy's going to be a good player. And then there's going to be a block of years in there where you want more, the player wants more, but it's not quite ready yet. And I think that's where now we're going to put pressure on Nicky to get 3 out of 4. We want 3 out of 4, and then eventually he's 8 out of 10. But we want 3 out of 4 now, and he's probably at 2 out of 4. He played a hell of a game against Nashville. Our whole hockey team did. Struggled the next two. Missed an empty net last game. So if he had scored that, he'd be happy with 2 out of 3.